전부 opinion. The glaze in your eye is becoming, and will you be coming to my door? Things you never learned. Gonna give you a physical education. You know I've got imagination. My heart is gooey, sticky like trampolines. Won't you come and make it go kablooey?
Hello and welcome to another edition of Club Kingsnake Web Radio, and this is another North by Northeast special edition. We've got another group of North by Northeast artists here. Today we've got Kate Duick from the band The Kiss and Tells out of Peterborough, Ontario. How are you today, Kate?
I'm well, thanks.
Kate, how long have The Kiss and Tells been together?
Well, I think we had our first show. We opened at the Peterborough Folk Festival 2 Augusts ago. It was in a slightly different collection of band members. I think recently we've added the addition of Mr. Wyatt Burton, who is just a phenomenal guitarist, but 2 months ago, so it's a new lineup, but so 2 months with the new band and 2 years in its infancy.
You guys just launched an album, didn't you?
We did indeed. We just released our first debut album, which is called Love School. We released it on Banbury Park Records. I did sort of a quiet local release in Peterborough, and then we're going to do a big to-do in September in Toronto.
It's interesting. You guys seem to have come right out of the gate and gotten yourself a record deal, gotten yourself a slot at North by Northeast. Things seem to be really happening for you.
Yeah, we've been really lucky. Things seem to be rolling along quite nicely. I think it may have something to do with the fame of a few of our band members. Charlie Glasspool is one of the founding members of the Silver Hearts, who did phenomenally well, great indie band from Peterborough as well, and they were on Banbury Park Records as well, so it just seemed like perfect transition to add us onto that label.
Are you guys planning on doing any touring after North by Northeast, or are you going to stay fairly local with most of your shows?
Well, Wyatt, our guitarist, just had a baby, little Edie, who's about 3 weeks old now, so we're probably going to stay relatively close to home for the next couple of months. But we're hoping to do a sort of a Canadian tour coming up in the fall, probably more like October. Do some running around.
Where do you guys draw your inspiration from? When I listen to your music, I hear a lot of influences from everything from Vegas, a lot of Vegas, to Sam Cooke, like you say on your website. Who are some of the influences that you guys draw from?
We have a pretty wide range of influences. We're a pretty interesting collection of people. I personally come from a real soul background. Sam Cooke is actually my favorite vocalist, and we have a real interest in sort of the 50s vein of kind of sweet rock and roll. And our guitarist is majorly into indie rock for sure. And there's some country in there. There's some definitely blues. Quite a wide range of influences. I would liken us to, in terms of modern acts, things like the Detroit Cobras or Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Amy Winehouse, that sort of soul with a bit of a rock influence.
I heard interesting influences like Lou Reed in one of the songs.
Definitely Lou Reed. There are some real Velvet Underground diehard fans in the band, for sure, and I'm sure Lou creeps in.
How many people are in the band currently?
There are 5 of us. I'm on vocals, and we've got Jenny Gleason, beautiful young woman, playing the bass for us, and Wyatt Burton's on guitar. Matthias Kalm is a wonderful drummer, and Charlie Glasspool plays keys and trumpet.
Do you guys write all your own songs? Do you cover anybody's music?
We've probably, in terms of our live show, 50-50. We've been doing a lot of silly, sweet 50s covers. But we do, on the album, it's primarily original songwriting. There are a couple of covers. There's The Tips of My Fingers by Desmond Decker, and Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean is an old Ruth Brown cover. So there's definitely a few covers on there, but on the album it's primarily original.
Mentioned before, are playing at North by Northeast this weekend coming up. I bet you've been looking forward to that.
We have been. Yeah, it's just, it's such a wonderful festival, and it's such a great opportunity to go around and visit different clubs and get your pass and get to check out all kinds of wonderful new indie music and some old favorites, just sort of do a tour around the city, and we're just delighted to be a part of it.
Now, you're playing at the Black Bull. What night is that going to be?
That will be this coming Thursday, which I believe is the 7th of June.
Okay, and that's at 9 p.m., it looks like, here.
We're starting at 9, that's right.
Who else is on the bill that night?
This is a terrible question, because I don't actually. I'm the one member of the band who's entirely unplugged. I don't have a computer or the internet, so I haven't been able to find out who we're playing with. I do know that it's sort of a blues hammer bill, that it's going to be a number of kind of R&B and blues-based bands.
Do you have any other gigs around that same time or after that?
Yeah, actually, we've got two shows in Peterborough the following two evenings. We're playing at the Pig's Ear Tavern on the Saturday evening, which is just a wonderful, fluorescent-lit, wood-paneled, old-school tavern that's been around for about 80 years in Peterborough. And we're playing with a great new band featuring wonderful Nick Ferriero and Mike Duguay, which is called Weird Weather. And the preceding evening, we're playing at the Gordon Bass Theater, which is wonderful, another wonderful venue in Peterborough, with an incredible multi-member, I think it's a nine-piece soul band called Flips and the High Fives.
Kate, I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule here. I know you're getting ready for North by Northeast.
We are indeed.
Well, if anybody wants to hear some good blues and soul kind of mixed together with a little bit of Lou Reed and some trumpets, I can't recommend anybody more highly than the Kiss and Tells. That's this Thursday at the Black Bull, part of North by Northeast in Toronto. Once again, I want to thank Kate for being our guest and talking to us a little bit about the Kiss and Tells.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
For Club Kingsnake, this is Jeff Berenger reporting.